Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. With all the various coming and going, we begin now to kickstart this summer. And as we switch gears with our comings and goings into the summer mode, worth noting on this last Sunday of Easter, a number of the movements that we find in today's scripture. We find our Lord again at the Last Supper, and he's describing his going forth from us. In the first reading, we see the witness and the martyrdom of Stephen, who sees heaven and is ready to enter it. And in the second reading, we see the beautiful image of the wedding feast of the Lamb, the Spirit and the bride both saying, "Come." All of this points to movement. And while I suppose we could talk for some time about where they are going, and that's a worthy topic, of note as well is how they are going, how they are moving. The movements of Scripture are for real. And quite often, they are different than the movements in our own heads, and certainly in our world scene. And in the background of all of the different movements and the calls in the sacred scripture, there is the call to be still, to remain. We heard that over and over again at the Last Supper scene in John continuing to tell us to remain. Remain in me, remain, remain, remain. We see it in the witness of Stephen, who even as he's being stoned, is looking intently at heaven. He's not running around. We see it in the action of the church in these days between Ascension and Pentecost. They were called to be still, to pray, to be in that upper room, gathered together. This waiting and this stillness is not a stifling experience, and it's not frenetic either. But rather, it's a movement that readies us to receive. There is a call to receive. And in order to receive, we need to be still. Think of a child. A child comes to you, a little kid, and he wants his cup filled. That kid is going to need to pay a lot of attention. Maybe he needs two hands to hold that cup. How often we are like those little children, and how God wants to fill our cup, and what it might demand. It might demand two hands. It certainly demands that we be still so as to receive what God wants to give. Of all the scriptures that can help us with this, I believe the book of Psalms offers a great remedy, a great vehicle to stillness. Psalms are part of the wisdom literature, and more than head knowledge, they speak a lot of experience. In the Psalms, we find the cries of the heart. There's prayers of all sorts, of praise, of sorrow, of lament. And I wonder if in praying the Psalms, we might align our hearts to the heart of God, to the working and to the action of the Holy Spirit. So as summer gets ready to begin, as we enter into this Memorial Day weekend, I'd suggest maybe we pray the Psalms, summer Psalms. But for today, I'd like to just pray slowly with you Psalm 42. Psalms are easy to find. They're right in the middle of the Bible. And Psalm 42 is a beautiful call, a call to prayer. It speaks of thirst and hunger. And perhaps as you listen to this, you can think certainly of yourself and the hungers of your own heart. Maybe you can think of our world and all its many hungers and thirsts. Or maybe the families who have lost loved ones this week. Listen and pray with your heart. As the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My being thirsts for God, the living God. When can I go and see the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, as they ask daily, where is your God? Those times I recall as I pour out my soul. When I went in procession with the crowd, I went with them to the house of God. Amid loud cries of thanksgiving, with the multitude keeping festival, why are you downcast, my soul? Why do you groan within me? Wait for God. I shall praise again, my Savior and my God. The psalm goes on, but I'll stop there. Let us be attentive to the movements of this season and the importance of stillness. God be with you.